sitting on top. I want a house on the lake. I'm that snotty nose cap with a new BM. If you mess with brand, then I got to bruise your chin. I be with Puff, the girl be like, who's his friend? If I hit a chick once, she probably move me in. So you got to tell me right now, either you're with the cats who make the hits or the one that see the chips.
Slow down, Mace, you're killing me.
But don't stop it. What's the use of buying a weight if I'ma have to chop it? I used to love the lady till I learned the logic. She only mess with Mace, know the money ain't no object. If it ain't Chris, he won't pop it. If it ain't platinum with ice, he won't rock it. If it don't cost 60, he don't drop it. If it don't come with TVs, he don't cop it.
I'm just
stop
trying
it.
To get you what, what.
WMFO.org.
Cause I will be a freak until the day.
on 91.5 WMFO and Adina Howard and a freak like me. I just saw her in an article not too while ago. I think it was The Street, I think it might have been. But she's like in her mid-50s and she still got that thing. I would. That's all I'm saying. All right. 91.5 Town Center with Chase Carson. I would.
Surprise! Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Fire, and I'll be at your side forevermore.
91.5 WMFO and Stevie Wonder and Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. And we are Signed, Sealed, and Delivered with the Time Tunnel every Friday night, bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston!
Holy God, that's good.
91.5 WMFO in the SOS band. In High Hopes. We're just up to about 11:30, which is time for the Jazz Interlude. But before I get into the Jazz Interlude, a quick Humphrey report for this week. Not too much eventful happening with my man. He knew I was sick this week. It's amazing how dogs, you know, and people say that dogs can, they feel you, they can sense when you're sick, they can sense when you're mad, they sense your emotions and everything. And it's kind of crazy because I saw that happen in real life. He wouldn't leave my side for the first couple of days when I was in bed and I couldn't get out. He pretty much stayed, slept right beside me all night, and he usually slips at the end of the bed, but he slept in the bed with me the first two nights, and it was crazy. You know, he could tell he's just around me all the time, and it felt good. It was just great. But other than that, nothing else to report. He had a blast out there in the snow this afternoon because he loves running around in the snow, and like I said earlier, it's so funny when he goes out there, excuse me, for a couple of minutes, and it comes out, and the snow is stuck to his fur, like Velcro. He's got these little hunks all on it. You gotta, you know, put him in the bucket and dry his foot off, and before he can walk around the house. But it's crazy. Or else he'll just sit there and keep biting right through his foot until he gets the snow off. But it's crazy. All right, that's the Humphrey Report for this Friday night, which drives us into our Jazz Interlude. And this week's Jazz Interlude is brought to you by Bob Baldwin. And he calls this one That Girl, the remake of the Stevie Wonder song, That Girl. And this is the Radio Groove Mix on the Time Tunnel Jazz Interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO. 91.5 WMFO, and the Jazz Interlude concludes with Bob Baldwin and That Girl, the Deep Radio Groove Mix. Also going to send a shout out, a happy shout out for the 23rd wedding anniversary. Checking out the time zone with Chase Carson, saying it makes him think of the high school days. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. All right, that drops us into 11:34, which drops us into our last 30. We call it the Jam 30. Let's get it going.
You're listening to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, a 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Friday night!
WMFO Medford.
breakfast, and I've got the man. Well, the man that she had that I took from her is not the man, child, that we thought he was at all.
Jeffrey!
Lady.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Your freeform station, WMFO.org.
This beat is mine. you can stand the funk, then you don't wanna quit, because this beat is mine. Hey, this beat is mine.
WMFO and Vicky D. And this beat is mine. And this beat is yours and mine every Friday night between the hours of 9, excuse me, between hours of 10 and 12 midnight. We'll be bringing the time tunnel with yours truly, Chase Carson, featuring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. I enjoyed bringing it to you as usual on another week. I'm going to head south and grab a slice, and we're going to wrap it up on the other side of this.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left. You are not going to
believe
this.
Then what you're going to do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past the first three lights. And then take the next left.
I don't really think she's happy,
but you should be there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park on the right.
That's what I heard last night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, 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 no. Sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, it's spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, yeah, definitely that's a good thing to do if you can. And also, please, about the Aerosmith drunk driving, I know the weather's out there, good weather's starting to get warm, and I know it doesn't look like that now, but the weather's coming, everyone wants to get out and do their thing and have a good time, do that. But please, if you're going to be drinking, please do not drive. Okay, like I mentioned earlier, cousin Fred, I was talking to him earlier, and as I said before, you know, this world's a crazy world that we live in. Everybody knows that. There are things that are going on in the highway. These crazy motorcycle gangs on the street. I see them all the time on the streets around Boston. The kids drive these motorcycles, but it's getting out of hand. They beat up some poor guy on the highway, about 20 motorcycles. They boxed him in. And what you should never do, take this from me, some advice. If that happens, never get out of your car, okay? Never get out of your car and keep your windows locked. Like the poor guy in New York, and this is where Cousin Fred's information comes in very helpful. He was in Land Rover with his family and his two kids, and they boxed him in, and he stopped. But they got off the bikes and smashed the windows in with their helmets, Okay, so you got to, you know, those are things you got to be careful about and worry about too. If you stop, if you stop. Cousin Fred suggests that if you are, I'm going to take this, you know, on all seriousness, I'm a motorcyclist. I've been riding motorcycles for over 25 years, and I know you have to be very careful out there because it's not you have to worry about, it's the other people. But with that being said, with these idiots out here driving crazy on the highway, cutting people off and doing that kind of stuff, I'm not personally saying this, Cousin Fred's saying this, but if this ever happens to you, you're in a motor vehicle, they are in a motorcycle. You're in a motor vehicle, they're in a motorcycle. Your vehicle's bigger than their vehicle. You can run them over. That's what Cousin Fred says. I'm not saying, you know, go ahead and do this, but Cousin Fred, just, if you're in this kind of situation with these crazy people, do not stop and do not get out of your car. Continue to march. That's all I'm going to say. All right. I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. God willing, we'll do it again next Friday night. So until next Friday night, remember what Cousin Fred said. Work like you do not need the money. Love like you want to be loved. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah. Dance like nobody's watching and everything will be all right. So until this Friday night, see ya.
So say good night to the bad guy.
And thank you all for coming.
Happy trails.